Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to be with you. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It is Freedom Friday. It's where, you know, I, as your very humble radio talk show host, just give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to get off your chest today. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about that I see on my radar screen for today, but it can be whatever you want. You know what? It's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, and of course, emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Christian Worship Service at the State Capitol, May 17th, 10 a.m. You know, it's funny how you know, the good Lord has, the old saying, of course, is timing in life is everything, right? Well, the good Lord has his timing on these things. A couple of days ago, we reported about how the Archdiocese of Portland is opening up 152 of their churches to worship again next week. That's a big deal. Now, in that article in the Portland Tribune was not a word about how does that comply with Kate Brown's stay home, stay safe order, or her moratorium on gatherings over 25 people. Well, it just so happens that late last night, Willamette Week reported that 10 churches in Oregon have filed a lawsuit against Kate for her unconstitutional shutdown of the churches. And among the things they state in their lawsuit is that she unconstitutionally extended the emergency order, and that under the Constitution, her emergency order only lasts for 30 days, and that expired on April 7th. They say they have been done irreparable harm. Now, they've asked for an injunction, and I'm going to get into what that means. I think they've made a fundamental flaw here. Now, not being a lawyer and don't playing one on TV or the radio, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about here. And if you got a lawyer in the audience, I would love to hear from you. It seems to me that the fatal flaw is that they did not sue in federal court. They did, however, well, they chose a court that made sense. Baker County. Now, Baker County is decidedly more Republican and more conservative in its nature than, say, Multnomah County is, or even Marion County, for that matter. Marion County is pretty conservative still. Well, what does that mean in the long term? Had it been in federal court, that means we could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Ten churches. And one of those churches is People's Church, right here in Salem. It's one of Salem's largest churches. But these churches are from all over Oregon. Now, our church service is meant to do one thing and one thing only. And that is to demonstrate to the world and our politicians and our leaders, including Kate Brown, that Christians can come together, worship, and pray just as easily as Christians can go to the grocery store or Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace Hardware or any of our great advertisers like, say, Clayton Ward Recycling right off of Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. You know, you can go there, socially distance, wear your mask if you want. You can unload all the yard debris and the stuff that you've been, you know, working on around your place since you've been dutifully complying like sheeple. I say that tongue in cheek with Kate Brown's executive order. Stay home, stay safe. Clayton Ward Recycling. open 7 days a week, and open, excuse me, 6 days a week, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and open on Saturdays, 7 to 3, Clayton Ward Recycling. That's a place you can go as a Christian or a non-Christian, doesn't matter. And you can live your life. Because, you know, you're going to live your life. Now, there's a couple of things here about what Kate Brown has done. And again, it is Freedom Friday. I want to remind you about that. By the way, did you like how I managed to work in the Clayton Ward ad? Clayton Ward Recycling ad. It is one. They are, by the way, one of our great local businesses. They've been around here 50 years, and they do need your support. But, folks, Kate's reopening plan, it doesn't include churches. Not a word about churches. Words about lots of other things. But it does allow jewelry stores, art galleries, and boutiques to open. Which tells you a lot about Kate's attitude towards the Christian community, doesn't it? Well, friends, this is why we are going to hold a Christian worship service on May 17th on the steps of the Capitol, 10 a.m. And we are going to pray, and we're going to worship, and we're going to show the world that, yeah, Christians can come together, can pray, can worship, can be socially distanced from each other, to be responsible, just as well as Christians can go anywhere else that Kate allows, like these jewelry stores or art galleries or boutiques that she's going to open up, but she isn't going to open up churches. Would love to get your thoughts on that. By the way, there's a great positive online, there's an op-ed rather on online education, and I'm going to share it with you. It's in the Oregon Catalyst. And by the way, did you know that Kate's reopening plan limits restaurants to only staying open till 10 p.m.? What's the rationale for that? It's kind of interesting, isn't it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
Morning. That lady downtown with the salon.
Uh-huh.
Since the invocation of this thing by Lieutenant Governor Brown, since her 30 days are up, how can they hassle her?
Well, that's a question really more for, well, OSHA, of course, you know, works for the governor, right? You know, that's a state agency. They originally thought they were going to come in and hassle her, but her lawyer told OSHA, we don't have any employees. Everybody works as an independent contractor. So that makes it a little bit harder for OSHA to come in there and have. So then it falls to the city of Salem, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So what's interesting is last night I participated in a 2-hour prayer time on Zoom. I watched it actually rather on Facebook. Couldn't get on the Zoom call, but they did it by Zoom. And Mayor Chuck Bennett came on and prayed with the whole group. And I know Chuck from way back in my time, Rich, when I was in the legislature. And, you know, this is a question that he'll have to wrestle with, along with the entire city council.
Yeah, well, that makes sense then. But anyway, it was kind of came to my brain this morning when I was rereading the Article 10. And it's like, well, you can open up anything because technically she's in violation.
It is. She is in, and this is the point. I think Ava sent me this yesterday. It was about something that Judge Andrew Napolitano made, is that literally Kate Brown is opening herself up by acting unconstitutionally against the U.S. and the Oregon constitutions to these kinds of lawsuits where she will not win. Well, now, here's the question for you, Rich.
Doesn't it also mean that she has to step down since she's violating the Constitution?
I'm laughing because as you know, I mean, hey, and isn't it what they said about Trump, right?
Well, I'm trying to find it real quick, but I thought there was something in here that said if the governor did not do the proper thing in the legislature, then they basically are gone.
Yeah, no.
The
only way we can get rid of a governor is either by resignation, death, or recall. Because Oregon doesn't have impeachment. We're the only state in the nation that doesn't have an impeachment process. Not that we would impeach Kate Brown, given who runs the House and the Senate. But now, I mean, it does, you know, again, this is something that have to be settled in the courts. And, Rich, this is why I think the federal court would have been a better lawsuit opportunity here. Because I don't have any faith in the Oregon Court of Appeals or, frankly, the Oregon Supreme Court. I mean, they're going to have, I mean, and what they're filing for, Rich, I'm going to let you go. Thanks. If you find that, by the way, email it to me.
Okay, bye.
Here's the thing. They've asked for an injunction. In fact, I'll just bring up the story here out of Willamette Week. And again, this broke late yesterday evening. I just happened to see it as I was perusing the internet. They're asking for injunctive relief. So here, and I quote from their lawsuit, plaintiffs have no adequate remedy at law beyond injunctive relief, prohibiting defendant governor from enforcing Executive Order 20-12 and any other orders that may impinge on plaintiffs' constitutionally protected religious freedom. Folks, the courts only grant, judges only grant injunctive relief if in their view as the judge that the merits of the lawsuit are likely to ultimately succeed. Now, if the judge denies the injunctive relief, doesn't mean the lawsuit doesn't go forward. It will. It just means that for whatever reasons, the judge has determined that there will not be, ultimately, the underlying lawsuit will not be successful. Now, these churches, 10 of them are located in, and I'll just read them off to you. Elkhorn Baptist Church of Baker City, Calvary Chapel of Newburgh, Calvary Chapel of Lincoln City, Calvary Chapel of Southeast Portland. You notice a theme here. New Horizon Christian Fellowship in Klamath Falls, Camas Valley Christian Fellowship, People's Church in Salem, Bend Community Church, Prepare the Way in Bend, and Covenant Grace Church in Roseburg. And in addition, there are 20 other religious leaders and congregants who signed on as plaintiffs, including Brian Nicholson, who's the pastor of Trinity Presbyterian, James Thwing, a pastor at Lake Bible Church in Lake Oswego, Mark Russell, who's a leadership member of Calvary Chapel in Lebanon, Ron Rust, a pastor at Camas Valley Christian Fellowship, and Micah Agnew, who is the pastor of an unnamed church in Wallawa. The churches are asking for a temporary restraining order blocking the governor from enforcing the stay-at-home order against churches. Now, they're arguing that the deaths and in the state from COVID-19 have not been serious enough impacts to merit the continued closure of places of worship. So there are two arguments here. She's exceeded her constitutional time limit of 30 days, and that it doesn't merit anyway. Back in a moment, your thoughts on all of this.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. And it's really pretty easy. You just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or just shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. I've got a few emails to read, but let me throw this out at you. I'm kind of giddy with these lawsuits, right? So Rich's point here is that if Kate Brown's executive order about stay at home is based on this emergency declaration, but if that emergency declaration is found to be not valid because Kate did not have the authority to extend it without the legislature's approval, then that means if a judge grants this injunction stopping the not only the executive order but the emergency declaration, if that's what happens, if a judge grants that, now that'll be appealed immediately, okay? But until it gets appealed, it's in effect. What does that mean? It means that Oregon is open, folks. It means you don't have to comply with anything. It means every business can open up at that point. That's what it means. Now, reality is a lot of businesses are going to go, whoa, there's no way Kate's going to let that stand. Well, of course not. She'll immediately appeal. Ellen Rosenblum will appeal. Did I mention she's running for re-election? I probably. Which, you know, gives her some liabilities, doesn't it? Anyway, it's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. No, I'm serious. If a judge grants, now this can't, folks, you got to understand this lawsuit is filed in Baker County, where judges, even though they're judges and they have to follow the law, are, you know, typically folks over there just mentally and politically, ideologically are a lot more conservative. What if the judge actually grants injunctive relief here? Now, again, that'll be appealed by Kate immediately and Ellen Rosenblum. But what if their case is so strong that the Oregon Court of Appeals, even as liberal as they are, can't overturn it? We're open, baby. And that means, by the way, that this church service that we're going to hold on May 17th on the steps of the Capitol building, come and join us. It's a Christian worship service. We're going to pray. We're going to praise God. We're going to worship together as Christians, openly and with social distancing and with masks. Now, we urge you to do that because we want to demonstrate that Christians can worship just as well as Christians can go to the grocery store or one of these jewelry stores or clothes boutiques that Kate's going to open up now. Because, you know, they are more important than churches, right? Going shopping for jewelry is more important than your personal mental well-being and your physical well-being, right? At least according to Kate. It's kind of what it seems, doesn't it? It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, you want to keep your home safe from all this insanity of pollen invading you? Because pollen is really about to kick off here, folks. And in many cases, it already has because spring is here. It done sprung. Going to be warm today. So you know what? You got lots of pollen in the air. Freedom Heating and Air can help you make your home a safe space from pollen, not just the COVID-19 virus. You know, they've got those great, you know, UV light filtration systems, by the way. And they really work. It's proven to work. It's proven technology. Been around a long time. But they can also keep your home free from pollen with these great HEPA air filtration systems. So why don't you check it out? FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's our website. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So speaking of emails, I want to start here with? Well, let's get to the right email box. I should do that, I suppose. Wilbur, our faithful liberal listener, says, you know, I've always had trouble with how religion has been used throughout history to justify violence, terrorism, racism, and bigotry, to intimidate and bully people. Well, you know, sometimes religion has been just as you described, Wilbur. But, you know, that isn't Christ. Because Christ didn't do any of those things. Did he, Wilbur? And, you know, when we come together on May 17th, we're going to be celebrating Christ. Let's go to Jake, who's on the line. Jake, good morning. Go for it, brother.
Okay, Jeff. I'm going to practice my freedoms then. Let's say I decide I want to get a workout at my local playground with its stupid yellow tape around the jungle gym. And I say, I'm done with this. I want to go do some pull-ups. And a cop pulls up and says, what are you doing there? And I say, I'm practicing a workout. It's outside. The air's fresh. What if they give me a hard time, Jeff, and they don't allow me to quote back to them my rights from the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, Jeff? I'm tired of this. What do I say to somebody like that? I'm not going to let them arrest me. What would
so
you
here,
do?
Here, well, you know, I know you well. And first of all, I would say it's probably not in your best interest to fight a cop, a guy who has
that.
A taser and a gun. But here's what I would do. If this judge grants an injunctive relief, I would go online. It'll be, and believe me, we'll put it out there. It'll be all over. Print it off and carry it with you. And Jake, not just doing what you're talking about, doing anything, any business. So if the city of Salem goes to Glamour Salon and says, you know, we're going to pull your license, the Glamour Salon owner pulls out the injunction and says the governor's emergency order is invalid. Here's an injunction from a judge. You hand that to the cop, Jake. That's how you handle it. Thanks, brother. Be safe out there.
You too,
and be
Jeff.
Waiting. Print it off. Carry it with you. Back in a moment at 6:30. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody, I'm back. Got to remember to turn that stinking microphone back on. Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? We're going to talk with Tim and Glenn in a moment, and then we're going to chat with Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer, who is working. We're all working together to put on this event, this Christian church service on May 17th, 10 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol building. Let me throw another twist at you. On these 10 churches in Oregon that have filed a lawsuit against Kate Brown's emergency order, if a judge grants injunctive relief, what will Kate do? Well, we know what Kate's going to do. She'll immediately appeal it and ask for the appeals court to overturn the injunction. Now, or... because she's on dangerous ground here, because the way the Oregon Constitution is written, she may not want to challenge, lose. She may not want to lose, risk losing this in court. Now, think about this. She then calls the Oregon legislature into special session. What if Republicans don't show up? There's no special session. The legislature cannot then bless and allow an extension of the emergency order because Republicans don't show up. Wow. What do you think the implications are of that? All right, we'll go to the phones. We'll start first with Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you think today?
Good morning, Jeff. The city of Salem issued more parking spots for the hospital than what the statute said. I took them to the Oregon Court of Appeals, and they had to wait until the Oregon Court of Appeals issued their ruling. So one quick one is, since they had to hold it, the court awarded both the hospital and myself differences as far as expenses. I had to pay the difference plus 9.5% interest. So I wrote a check for $50 and 85 cents for the interest. That I'm just putting out because it was funny. But could they put that on hold if they took it to the Court of Appeals?
Well, yeah. So here's the thing that would happen, because this is of an emergency order. The Court of Appeals would take it up within a matter of hours, I think. At most they would have to take a couple of days. During that time, would businesses reopen knowing that it's been? Yeah, probably not. If I were a business, I wouldn't necessarily want to get geared up to reopen and then have it get shut down again, right? But it's an interesting conundrum that it puts, again, Kate in. And Tim, I'm going to let you go because I need to keep moving on here. Thanks. And I'm glad that you've taken the stands you have over the years, by the way. I would love to hear those stories. I mean, this puts Kate in a real conundrum. If she risk losing to the liberal Oregon Court of Appeals because she has exceeded her authority because she didn't think anybody was going to challenge her. Now, that's a dangerous precedent. It really limits her power going forward, any governor's power, which it ought to be, by the way. The Constitution is the Constitution. Nobody is above it, including Kate. Let's go to Glenn, and then we're going to go to Pastor Jim Moore. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Jeff. That's interesting, the injunction. How long will it take them to process this? Can they run the clock out and start everybody just on time and lock it up in the court system?
No, in fact, that's what we want. We want this locked up because if her injunctive relief means that a judge has said Kate Brown's order is likely to be found in a lawsuit ultimately to be invalid. Okay, so if that's what the injunctive relief says, then businesses can open up. We can go to church. We don't have to socially. We don't have to do any of this stuff anymore that Kate Brown has said we have to do in her emergency order and her executive order. So it's not in her best interest to let it play out. We want it to play out and to get locked up in the courts. That'd be great because Oregon needs to reopen. Yeah, we need to be careful about how we do it. I get that. But that's really what's in our best interest is to keep it tied up in the courts. It's not in her best interest, believe me. This is why the Oregon Court of Appeals, I can tell you right now, they're already talking in the back channels to the Court of Appeals judges. I guarantee you that's happening right now because that's how business gets done.
Now, Joel Perkins yesterday on the program after yours, she I think, worked for Trump somehow. Is that correct? Joel Perkins running for U.S. Senator?
No, I don't think she worked for him. I think she's part of the campaign.
But anyway, okay, she was saying that those that are wanting to stand down and do their business and so on, she was talking about the deprivation under the color of law. Have you heard this comment before by her?
It is a legal argument, and it is a well-established legal argument, and I got to let you go, Glenn, because I need to move on to Pastor Jim Moore. It is ultimately a legal principle that's going to come into play here. Pastor Jim Moore from Salem House of Prayer and other great events joins us right now. Pastor, how are you?
I am doing well this morning, Jeff. a bright sunny day, and I always love it when it's sunny.
Indeed. So you are working with me, and we're working together to make this Christian prayer service and worship service at the Capitol on May 17th, 10 a.m., to make it a reality. How are we doing?
Yes. I think we're doing pretty good. I was fairly impressed yesterday to see the number of churches that stepped up to the plate. You know, I think sometimes our desire to play nice with our officials is kind of a bleed over of the scriptural injunction to honor those in authority, and we do honor those in authority. As a matter of fact, I tell my congregants we go a step above that because we're disciples of Jesus. He said to love these people, and we are called to love them. And I love my city. I love my state. I love its leaders. I don't always love what they do. And we had a situation in the House of Prayer quite a few years back, where we were being asked to leave our building. We're located in downtown Salem. And there was a city ordinance on the books that had never been challenged, that was there from the 50s, that said no religious organization could be located in the commercial business zone of downtown Salem. And we, you know, tried to talk nice, play nice, and eventually we had to leave our building, and it was pretty devastating for us. But we challenged it, and, you know, we really felt like, you know, we didn't want to fight City Hall. We just wanted to pray. That's our ministry, is to pray. But it's something that was handed to us, much like the church today. And we eventually went to them and said, listen, we're not at war with you people, with you guys. We pray for you. We pray for your families, you know, but we're at war with a document that you're enforcing. We're at war with a piece of paper, with a piece of legislation, and we feel it's wrong, and so we're standing up. So I'm really happy that some of these churches have said, you know, this is not about the fact that we hate Kate Brown or we hate the state of Oregon. You know, we love our state, but we feel like this is wrong, and so we're going to stand up for what's right.
Absolutely. So how does that relate to what we're trying to accomplish, our goal here with the Christian worship service on May 17th, 10 a.m. on the steps of the state capitol in Salem?
Well, I think it relates greatly because the voice of the people, you know, one of the ways that we have to demonstrate the will of the people, we live, as you well know, in a society that is based on the rule of law, not the rule of individuals, not what people, leadership and government wants, but the law, what the law states. And so what we're up against is something that is not lawful. And so we are expressing, you know, I liken it to, you know, what happened with the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King. He actually was doing something illegal, but the law was immoral. And so that was absolutely just for them to do that, which nearly everyone in our country would say, looking back on it. But at the time, almost no one did think it was right because they were practicing civil disobedience, breaking the law. Right. I don't believe in our scenario that it's quite the same, because I think really the law and the Constitution is on our side already. And so our standing up in the public and really not a protest, but a prayer meeting, really we're saying, Lord, would you act on our behalf? But we are also sending a message to the state that it's time to do this.
And one of the things that we intend to do is to say to all Christians, doesn't matter whether you're Catholic, evangelical, all Christians are welcome, as are all of our elected leaders, including Mayor Chuck Bennett, who was on your prayer meeting last night. I watched Chuck pray at your online prayer meeting last night. We want elected officials to come because we want to pray over them for wisdom. Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. Jim, I look forward to working with you on this project. Be blessed, brother.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
6:48, back in a moment, friends. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically?
Come on and sing my song all night long. All night long. Yes, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. I got lots of emails, and I'm probably not going to be able to get to them because I got lots of calls, too. 503-589-1220. Hey, you know, I remembered to turn the microphone back on that time. I'm really pleased that these, like you just heard Pastor Jim Moore talk about, I'm really pleased that we have 10 churches who've stepped up, plus 20 individual religious leaders, some of them from other churches, have stepped up and challenged the constitutionality of Kate Brown's emergency declaration. Now, again, if a judge in Baker County, and it's interesting, who sent me an email here? Rich did. About, they went to court in Baker County, and it does a few interesting things, he writes. It'll show just how corrupt the state court system is, all the way to the Oregon Supreme Court. It gives the courts the chance to do the right thing, and then no one can say they didn't try to use the state court system. Yeah, that's right. But if a judge grants injunctive relief, Kate has to weigh the risk of going to the Oregon Court of Appeals, as she will. I know her well. She's not going to take this lying down. But that's a risk she has to weigh. If she loses, now she's established by court precedent the appropriate limits, by the way, on her power through the Constitution of Oregon. Now, that's something she's really got to think about. But in the meantime, what happens is she can call a special session of the legislature, so the legislature can bless her emergency order extension. What if Republicans don't show up? If the executive order, which is the underpinning, according to the governor's press release, of her stay home, stay safe order, if none of it's no longer valid, how many businesses do you think own up or open up? Is she then forced to open up the parks? Ooh, this is going to get interesting, isn't it? It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. He's a guy who can make your home more like you want it. You got something you got to get fixed. The weather's nice. You want to spend, you want to have a lot of time out on the deck. Well, and you need to replace that deck, call Eric Azer, RighteousRenovations.com. He lives his faith through his business. And him, like all of our advertisers, need your support. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning.
The hoaxes that the Democrats run on a regular basis, some of them are so much a part of our lives that most people don't even recognize that they're not true. One of them is evolution. It's taught to our children in the school, and they're taught that that the survival of the fittest is a true concept, and they don't realize the government gets to decide who's fit. And the eugenicists who run that hoax have been running into trouble lately because of scientific endeavor, which has proven that we're way more complex than anything was ever understood before when Darwin came up with his evolutionary ideas. And I should say, but when he published his book, which was a broader group of people that was pushing that idea.
It's interesting that you bring that up, Rebecca, because and I'm going to let you go because I need to move on to Art here in a moment. But, you know, what you've just said about government choosing who survival of the fittest, who is fit to survive, eugenics. I mean, that was Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, and all of that. They're doing it again. Oh, yeah, you know, the abortion thing continues, but Now they're saying what businesses can stay open, who's essential and who isn't. And they're doing that in the form of the discrimination against religion. If you can open a jewelry store like Kate Brown has just said, or a clothes boutique, why can't you open a church? Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning.
Well, Jeff, here we go. The battle begins. Do the Democrats get to fundamentally change our society, or do the American people get to decide? My brother, didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime, but this is it. This is the battle. Truth,
you're
justice,
right.
The American way. Because if Kate gets to fundamentally say, well, for now on, everybody, we can only have churches that have 25 people in it. I can't believe that the Catholic Church said, okay, we're going to let you limit us, even though we got this huge church, to only 25 people. God, Jeff, who's going to win? Let's keep praying and hope we do, because America's going to be changed for the worst if we allow the Democrats to keep control.
And it's more than just the Democrats. And Art, thanks for your call. Have a good weekend, brother. It's more than just the Democrats, folks. It is a political ideology that is rooted not in the perfect liberty of the law, God's law, inalienable rights. Their philosophy is quite the opposite. It comes straight, the governmental philosophy of the left, not just the Democratic Party. There are some very good conservative Democrats out there. I think they ought to reassess their political allegiances, but they belong to the Democrat Party and they're conservatives, or they're moderates. They believe in God. They believe in rights. They don't like what's going on. But the Democratic Party leadership is given over to a political philosophy that's just flat evil. See, we're in more, this is more, I mean, Art is right. This is it, folks. In my lifetime, I never dreamed this would happen. And I bet you didn't either. So I need to come and join us and pray for our leaders. And if you're an elected leader, and I don't care at what level, fire board, mayor, city council member, anywhere, come to the Capitol. We want to pray over you. If you're a state legislator, if you're the governor and you have the courage to come to this prayer meeting, come. We'll pray over you, all of you. One of the things you need to do for yourself, friends, is take care of yourself. Eat right, get sleep, build your immune system. And you do that with ProBioScience CBD products. You do. They're made right here in Oregon, right here in Salem. You get a 15% discount if you use the discount code MOM. That's M-O-N, because it's Mother's Day on Sunday. MOM. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. What a great Mother's Day present too, huh? Be blessed. Keep praying. Keep believing. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. See you on Monday.